Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today on a Tuesday. Last night, Monday Night Raw, the return after 12 years of Goldberg in what ended up being an awesome segment. By far the best thing on Raw. Close second being Rusev introducing all of us to his family. But Goldberg came out, just a wonderful, real segment. And of course, it's all leading to the return of Brock Lesnar next week. And the two of them having a match at the Survivor Series, which Goldberg has claimed will be his final match. What did you think of the return of Goldberg? We're going to open up the phone lines here today, text message line as well. Keep it on topic today. Call about what we're talking about. Friday will be open lines. Toll-free number today, 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. And you can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. You can also tweet me, at Brian Alvarez. We can talk about your thoughts on Goldberg here today on the program, as well as an update on something that we talked about on the program yesterday. What is going on with George St. Pierre? I don't know. George St. Pierre claims that he's a free agent and he's no longer under contract with UFC. And UFC, on the other hand, claims, oh no, you are in fact still under contract with UFC. Which opens up a lot of questions, such as, why did GSP claim he was no longer under contract to UFC if he is? We'll talk about that, as well as the WWE Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, where it looks like the women, Sasha Banks and Charlotte, will be main eventing that show. We'll talk about all that after the break. Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Raw was last night, the return of Goldberg. We'll talk about that in just a moment, but first off, this is from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Speaking of Raw, it appears the WWE will be making history at Hell in a Cell. Mick Foley announced in a Facebook post on Tuesday that Sasha Banks versus Charlotte is set to main event Raw's upcoming pay-per-view later this month. If the match does main event, it would be the first time that a women's match has gone on last at a WWE pay-per-view. Foley wrote, "Forget for a moment about Stephanie McMahon's jumping high five or my awkward attempt to hug the hashtag Raw commissioner. Biggest moment of the night for us came when the cameras were off. Stephanie and I just looked at the Hell in a Cell poster, realizing that for hashtag women's wrestling, history is upon us as Sasha Banks and Charlotte will main event the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. I'm so happy for Sasha, for Charlotte, for all the women who paved the way, and all those who aspire to follow in their footsteps. It's no exaggeration to say that looking at that poster gave me chills, and they were multiplying." That's the main event above the World Heavyweight Championship match. Mike, what do you think about that?
Thank you all the women that made this possible, like Tina Ferrari, Mountain Fiji, Misty Blue Sims, Kat LaRue, all of you women that made this match possible and paved the way for Charlotte to do something stupid off the top of the cage and for Sasha to be able to miss her on the way down. Because why do I have a feeling that that's going to happen?
Well, it's going to be tough unless they get out of the cage.
Whatever it's going to be, they're going
to do
a
top on it.
Something in the main event. Like, with what they've been doing in their big matches, because they want to try to top things and they want to prove something, I could see something very dangerous happening and it being missed and disaster happening. I would be more great for them, and I guess perception-wise, it's nice. But that's all it is perception-wise. And I know everything is PR and pro wrestling, you know, as far as what you want it to be or what the company wants to put out there and how they project it. But what is this? This is the main event of the show. Why? And what did Charlotte and Sasha do last night to sell you on why this is so important, why this blood feud needs to take place inside Hell in a Cell? It's in Hell in a Cell because the pay-per-view is called Hell in a Cell. So, unfortunately, for all the advantages that both Sasha and Charlotte have in many ways, this is really just no better than it main eventing a TNA lockdown show just because most of the matches are taking place inside of a cage. No offense to either one of them, but there was nothing that happened last night, and there has been nothing in the build-up to this feud, this time around in this feud, that makes me really care about this being the main event. It's nice. It's nice as far as, you know, a history footnote goes, I guess. But it really doesn't mean anything.
Let me jump in there about that. Listen, I'm make people mad, then I'll talk about how Goldberg was awesome last night. But listen, this is, I know people hate this term, but this is what this is. This is a participation medal. That's what this is. And you know what?
You know what?
That's how they're billing it. They're not even pretending it's not. They're coming right out and they're saying, you guys are going to be in Hell in a Cell because it's history, and now you're going to main event the pay-per-view Because it's history.
Yay. I hope the football there's not a good fourth quarter going on, because I'll just flip it and watch that.
Listen, I think the match is going to be really good. I have no problem with the women main eventing a pay-per-view. I have no problem with it. Women have headline takeover, and it was great. But there's no reason for this match to, A, even be in a Hell in a Cell. And what's going on outside there?
Dude's cutting grass.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the Briscoes are outside working the landscaping gimmick.
There's no reason for this to be inside a Cell A, and there's no reason for this to main event B. It is done strictly so that they can say, we did it with women, and it's history. That's
hey,
it.
You've said the same thing.
I have said the same thing, but I said it more eloquently. So anyway, I don't have a problem with the women headlining. It's just very strange. In fact, you know what's funny is, I'll even say this. Before they announced that Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins was going to be in a Cell, I argued that this should be the main event, because when you looked at all of the other matches, a championship match in a Cell should outrank everything else. So now, I mean, maybe you could say, well, the women's title outranks the men's title because I love women. That, fine, if that's the way you want to argue it, that's fine. But literally, Let's talk about Goldberg.
Let me talk about
Goldberg, because I want to be positive on this show.
I like that. Who was that Goldberg? That wasn't Bill Goldberg. That was a guy off the TV show, The Goldbergs. If he was like this his entire career,
no,
I would have loved that guy.
This was Bill Goldberg. That's the point.
Oh, really?
This was Bill Goldberg.
Not
Bill
ultra-serious Bill?
No, he got to go out there and he got to be himself and he got to be real.
It was awesome.
And you know what was funny? The only other real thing on this show was Rusev's family photos, which I might add was the second best segment on the show.
Yes,
and
was.
By the way, I'm going to talk about Goldberg at some point, but I got to talk about Rusev now. Rusev comes out and he's showing us family photos, and the fans are booing his mother and his father and his brother. They're booing his grandmother. So, of course, Rusev's yelling at the people. And then Roman Reigns comes out as a total jerk to ruin his moment. And then Rusev beat his ass. And as a fan, I thought, this Roman Reigns got exactly what he deserved. No wonder the guy is booed. Now, after saying that, and after saying that Rusev is the babyface in this scenario, I did have people argue this. I had people say, no, Brian, Rusev still came out and insulted the fans. He's still a bad guy. Well, let me give you another example of why Rusev is the babyface in this storyline and Roman Reigns is a heel. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago when they had a brawl and Roman got thrown over the barricade into the people? Do you remember this?
Yes.
Okay. Rusev, after beating the man in a fair fight, I might add, Rusev walks up the ramp. And he turns and he looks at the people and he is celebrating. And do you remember what Roman Reigns did? He snuck up from behind and
yes.
He gave the man a Superman punch and he laid him out like a coward. Now,
kind of awesome though.
Let's cut. It was an awesome visual, but the man was a coward. He jumped the man from behind.
True.
Rusev had beaten him in a fair fight and Roman's only offensive maneuver was to jump the man from behind with a Superman punch. That's a coward. So then this week on the show, Rusev is out there showing us his family photos, which were great, by the way. Roman Reigns comes out just to be a jerk and interrupts the entire segment. And no, he's not defending the people, because it's the people's fault that they were booing Rusev's mother. Rusev is right here. So they come out here, and Roman is a complete jerk. And do you remember what happened? Lana stood right in front of the man, face to face, and she slapped him. And then Rusev, face to face with the man, high kicked him and left him laying, also in a fair fight.
Mm-hmm.
How can anybody argue that Rusev is the heel here? This is why Roman Reigns is booed. This is why every single one of their baby faces is lame. They can't make a baby face. And the only baby face they had on the entire show last night who was beloved was Bill Goldberg, who just came out and he talked about how much he was thankful that the fans remembered him. He talked about his family. He talked about his career. He was a genuinely nice guy who, by the way, I have to hear from people every single day saying, oh, it's 2016. You can't have a nice guy anymore. The people will turn on him. Hey, you know what? Maybe they'll turn on Goldberg down the line, but they sure didn't turn on him last night when he just came out and he was a friendly fella. And all I got to say before we go to the break is I was so sad when that segment was over because I thought, you know what? This man should return at Survivor Series and he should vanquish the evil, dastardly heel Brock Lesnar. He should win this match. But I don't think he's going to because it's a one-off. And Brock Lesnar staying, and Bill Goldberg says he's not.
Yeah.
But this man, he should be the victor at Survivor Series. We'll talk more about this after the break. Raw, take your phone calls, emails, text messages. Toll-free line, 844-411-5411. Text messages to 425-780-7566. Stay on topic. We'll talk about it after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, this fella here says, how does the crow taste now that women are headlining the pay-per-view? What does that mean?
I have no idea. Did we root against that? Did we make a prediction?
Did I not say weeks ago, originally, that they should headline this pay-per-view? This person better be aware that I can block texters. I'm not gonna, but that almost set me off right there.
Fool.
This person says, wooden, overscripted WWE promos are a problem, but so are goofy finisher names. If Shawn Michaels was around today, they'd probably say he's tuning up the brand before hitting, quote, he calls it the maneuver heard around the WWE universe. Sweet chin music wasn't wacky.
It was wacky.
It was wacky. This is nothing new.
It's a super kick, for God's sakes.
It was sweet chin music. Once they called it a super kick, it became nothing.
What did, didn't Perry Saturn yell at Glacier for it's just a standing sidekick, it's not a cryonic kick, and like played him all out for it on Glacier's way out the door?
Hey, by the way, I believe we may have jumped the gun here.
Really?
Foley just amended his Facebook post and changed it to a main event, and that he doesn't know which match will go on last.
Oh, for God's sakes. This company. Jesus. There's proof for anybody out there that, you know, wonders, like, when we say plans change and things change, and they were working on Raw right up until the show started and rewriting it as the show was going on for the ending segments and things like that. Here's more proof of it.
This person didn't like Goldberg, apparently. It says, Goldberg was boring when I was a kid. He's even more boring now. He couldn't even say the name of the video game correctly. 2K WWE 17. Wow. Man. That's a man with no joy in his life.
I was not a big Goldberg fan at the time Goldberg was peaking, and I got to be honest, I was kind of probably on the first train of being tired of him on the way out the door there, but he was awesome last night.
Dude, Goldberg was awesome throughout his whole run. I've just been watching his debut, his match with Hugh Morris, and then he had a match with the Barbarian, which was like, I don't even know how to describe it. It was kind of horrible, but it was awesomely horrible.
Yes.
It was like nothing that you had seen. It was two giant bulls just smashing each other. That's what wrestling's all about. Two giant, and that's what we're going to get at Survivor Series, by the way.
Awesome.
Goldberg, believe me, those early matches with Goldberg, he was green as grass, and it was like a train wreck, but it was an awesome train wreck. That's the difference between him and Braun Strowman. I did like Braun Strowman's match last night. I very much enjoyed Braun versus the Mile High Trio, but it was a scripted, choreographed big man throwing around three little men in a fun manner. It wasn't like Goldberg's matches where you would watch him and you think, oh my God, like someone's going to die in this match. No one ever did. That's what made it great. It was safe violence, and not even safe sometimes.
Well,
but
yeah,
you never knew when Goldberg was going to do a spear and hit his head on the post, or just some madness
break somebody's
would occur.
Ribs, or yeah,
it was great.
And one of the reasons why too, it was probably with me was as somebody that grew up watching Mid-Atlantic since '83 or whatever it was. To see the collapse of that company and everything going down around it, it was just. It was probably more than anything all of that, too. Although I really was not that big. I mean, there were people out there that just, and I was one of them, that was not that big into Goldberg. The booking was great. There was a lot of great parts of it. But, I mean, personality-wise, you look at what he did, and even forget about WCW, when he was in WWF the first time around, and then compared to now. It's also a great example of why, because I know he's been in acting, and I'm sure he's taking acting classes throughout the last God knows how many years for some of his movie roles and things like that, where, you know, not everybody's going to be a thespian, but to drive that home as far as for a lot of these people that are coming up to get comfortable talking in front of people, to develop your character and things like that. That type of stuff is really, really important. On top of the fact that they give you 75 pages, I guess, for each promo that you're supposed to memorize anyway, which, if nothing else, it'll help you with that.
This person here sent six texts in a row. He says, not sure if it's just me, but this Sasha Charlotte Hell in a Cell main event feels much too forced. Even after this feud has gone about 8 months, I don't sense much animosity, if any, between the two. And they are way too giddy about stepping into the diabolical Hell in a Cell. That is a great point. Even Chris Jericho tried to save that on the show last night by saying, this is not something that should be celebrated. This is a terrible place that will shorten your career. But the women are overjoyed to be stepping into this cell. because it's a badge of honor. It's a participation medal.
And how many times have we seen basically the same match between the two? And for, yes, is this better than Heidi Lee Morgan and Kat LaRue in 1986? Sure, fine. But they have, again, I think people gloss over the amount of air between, you know, you can see right through a lot of what they do. A lot of it is so choreographed. A lot of it is such nonsense where I don't know how, because they've worked together so much and you've done the same match over and over again so many times, I don't know how they need to mix it up, but they damn sure need to mix it up because it's not fun. Again, it was fun 2 years ago in NXT. It was fun when they first came up. We've seen this a zillion times now, and they did nothing to build to get to this point.
That's the whole point. I don't blame the women at all. It's not their fault that they got 28 writers and nobody could come up with a compelling idea to get them in a cell other than, as Dave said last night, they've wrestled a bunch. That's not a good reason for a cell match.
Now, what is Charlotte's fault, though? And I don't know if it's Charlotte's fault, but whoever it is, or Charlotte or Sasha, this idea that you need to do something dangerous, like the backflip, you know, this is at WrestleMania. They did it, you know, 2 Mondays ago or whatever it was when Sasha won the title. It's like, I just don't want to see somebody get hurt for absolutely no reason just because you want to top the men or you need to add an exclamation point to this match. That also is very worrisome to me.
Person also says, I don't believe that Sasha Banks is nearly the same level of a performer that she should main event. This one, with the added stipulation, is completely unnecessary. With the same wooden promos week after week and sloppy in-ring work, it's like she's a completely different worker than she was 1 year ago. Fans and Sasha herself overrate her to an incredible extent.
Well, when you're always working with the same people over and over again and you get a formula, you know, it's nothing. It's not even against her. It's just at some point, where does your learning curve, you know, straighten out and where do you advance down the road? And that's not necessarily her fault, because if that's what they want you to do, then that's what they want you to do.
I remember like a year ago, probably not that long ago, 6-7 months ago, when I argued that Paige was a better all-around performer than Sasha, and man, did I get blowback from that. But I was right! I don't know about right now.
I don't know about Becky. Becky was the best one of the bunch.
What else do we have? Text message line 425-780-7566, toll free 844-411-5411. This person says, what happened to Mick Foley not trusting Stephanie after Triple H helped Owens win the title? He looks like a total emasculated geek in his role as GM. Yes, he does.
Doesn't everybody on that show?
I don't know why. This person says, my favorite Goldberg matches were versus Raven and DDP. The DDP match was awesome.
Awesome. Yes, it was.
That was a great, great match.
The blood match with the, was it Sid? Was it Halloween Havoc where it was just the blood?
He had a match with Scott Steiner that was an awesome slobber knocker.
It's not like you didn't have some bangers with people. And
let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, this is John from Philly.
Yes, John.
Hey, I'm thinking of last night's Raw, and there's two things that come up. Obviously, the Goldberg. I was listening to Observer Radio, and obviously the Goldberg promo was so different, and which kind of what made it awesome, because it was real and how likable he was. And I don't even think he was that likable he wasn't that likable even when he was in the late 90s. He was just kind of like a bad dude. And but the other promo that sticks in my mind is the Sparkle Crotch promo from her. It hasn't really been said, I feel like, a lot, but, you know, I know that the idea of why it's so hard for them to have a true baby face right now, and how it's so hard, it's so easier to have heels. I think it's easier to have these heels like Owens, and they're easier to get over because they kind of get a little bit more free reign a little bit, just kind of color outside the lines. But I think what maybe is understated is the fact that Vince McMahon is 71 years old, and I just think, do you think a 71-year-old man knows what's cool in the year 2006 at all?
Well, if you think Sparkle Crotch is cool, that answers that question.
You saw it was on Austin's podcast.
Yeah.
It's not like he was ever a pop culture, brainiac anyway, and now he's a 71-year-old who actually does not know. I mean, look how they've made baby faces and heels, or the lack of baby faces that they have. It's obvious.
I'm going to talk about Sparkle Crotch after the break, because there is way more about Sparkle Crotch than just the word itself in a random promo on one random show. This is indicative of a much larger problem. Today's episode, by the way, sponsored by our friends at the High Spots Wrestling Network. HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com is the premier streaming site for all things independent wrestling. Thousands of videos featuring PWG, CZW, WXW, $5 Wrestling, documentaries, shoot interviews, and so much more. You can check out over 3,000 hours of videos at HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. Available on your phone, tablet, PC, Apple TV, and Roku app. More of your calls, emails, text messages, raw discussion after the break. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Now with your American Express card, it's two times as splendid to shop small at local stores. Because today is two-day, and you could earn two times your rewards. So now those Main Street beats and corner treats are two times as cool and two times as sweet. One-of-a-kind finds have two times the surprise, and hidden spots are two times the tops. There's always a special feeling when you shop small in your neighborhood. And now that it's two-day, it feels two times as good.
Now through December 31st, you could earn two times your rewards when you shop small with an enrolled American Express card. Learn more and enroll at AmericanExpress.com. You will not earn two times rewards on any bonus you may already enjoy with your card. Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
Learn more and enroll online today at AmericanExpress.com. Get out, get together, and shop small.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Let me say something about Sparkle Crotch. This Raw show is down millions of viewers. Let me say that again. This Raw show is down millions of viewers. There was a day not that long ago where more than a million additional people were watching this show. And there's fewer... There are less people watching this show than at any time since before some of you listening to this were born. They're UFC fighters that weren't born when Raw was doing numbers similar to what we're seeing right now. This is bad. And when a guy comes out and who is supposed to be your top babyface, Seth Rollins, comes out here and calls a guy Sparkle Crotch. I don't know about you, Mike, but I'm a grown man. I was cringing. I was embarrassed for myself. I was embarrassed for Seth Rollins. I was just embarrassed. And you know what? It's not like this show is watched by a bunch of youngsters that think that Sparkle Crotch is so awesome. It's watched by people even older than me these days. I can only imagine what those people were thinking about the top babyface calling the guy Sparkle Crotch. And then I know the response, I'm sure, from people in WWE or even many people listening to this right now. They're going to say, you know what, Brian? You're wrong, because all the fans chanted Sparkle Crotch. It was over. Hey, you know what? You're right. And this is very much like when TNA was down to 400,000 viewers and they were doing stuff on TV that sucked, but I'm sure that I could find a forum on the internet filled with people who thought it was awesome. What the hell does that mean? It doesn't mean nothing. Yeah, the few people you've got less, I shouldn't call it the few people, but less now than ever. The viewership Raw, less now than ever, liking Sparkle Crotch, that is not an argument for Sparkle Crotch. Stuff like Sparkle Crotch is why millions of people aren't watching the show anymore. Every week I point out stuff where I feel like, you know what? If this wasn't my job, I'd stop watching this show because of stuff like this. And yeah, of course there are going to be hardcore fans that are like, Brian, you're wrong. This stuff is awesome. Yeah, it's awesome for you. You're still watching. What about all the people that quit over stuff like Sparkle Crotch? It sucks.
It was a rock line. And even if it was a rock line, I still would have kind of half cringed. I mean, it was like, when he said it, and then as soon as they start chanting it, it's like, there you go. I guess this is what you wanted, but I don't want to hear this constantly chanted over and over again at Chris Jericho, who's doing great work, and hopefully it's not. But I don't see how that helps Seth Rollins when Seth Rollins is supposed to be now your big baby face on that brand.
He's so uncool.
Yes, and that's the thing, is he needed to get serious. A lot of times when a baby face would flip, where when a heel would flip to being a baby face, there was some seriousness involved in it, and he had to get his things together. He needed to get some love back from the fans. He needed to get some respectability back for himself, and he was going to, you know, nose to the grindstone and get serious. The moves that he does in the ring, he's a baby face. The personality, he's just another prick who you could give or take or watch or leave, like pretty much the rest of the roster. So what makes him stand out? What makes him special? What makes me want to get behind this guy and see him beat up Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho, who, again, you have the problem with them being cool heels, which is another huge problem, too, since everybody's got to get in the funny one-liners and all that stuff because, you know, we're selling sports entertainment. It's disappointing, and it's... Again, for as great as some of the, it's not like I don't want to watch Rollins and Owens and Jericho and that sort of stuff, but they're so far away from what it should be. And just that little bit of realism, that little bit of intensity, that little bit of fortitude that would be, you know, that you could easily add, they just choose not to do over and over again. And they can't, I guess they can't understand why they're spinning wheels and losing people, but there's the reason why.
I'll explain it. This person here says, Sparkle Crotch was the equivalent to Roman's tater tots line. Remember that when Roman was talking about tater tots?
Yes.
How did that help Roman?
Didn't.
It didn't. Because I know that someone, not a deep thinker, is going to tell me, but Brian, this worked for The Rock.
I love Rock. I love people who use Rock as an example, and they do.
Here's the thing. The Rock is a once-in-a-generation and maybe a once-in-a-lifetime talent. The thing that this company does not understand is that The Rock can get away with stuff that nobody else can get away with. The Rock could make Sparkle Crotch work. It would still suck, but because he's The Rock, he would make it work and it would not be a detriment. Because
Pancakes.
The Rock has more charisma than anyone else on the planet. He's the highest paid actor in Hollywood, for crying out loud. This is a rather charismatic fella. He can get away with it. So for years now, this goes beyond just getting over stupid lines. The Rock was also so untouchable that he could do jobs. So for years now, this company has taken guys and they've figured, well, if The Rock could say the stupid line, then we can give it to Roman Reigns or Seth Rollins or whoever. Oh, well, you know, The Rock could do a lot of jobs, so let's have Roman Reigns do a bunch of jobs. That'll get him over. It doesn't work. Same with this Daniel Bryan phenomenon. Daniel Bryan was a once-in-a-generation likable talent. And whatever worked for him is not necessarily going to work for anybody else. They've been trying to turn Dolph Ziggler into Daniel Bryan. And yeah, he got a great pop when he beat The Miz in a great match. But are you going to try and tell me that Dolph Ziggler's the most popular star in the whole business right now? Of course not. He's not even close. He's not even close. Because you can't do what you did with Daniel Bryan. On accident, by the way. Daniel Bryan was not by design. Daniel Bryan got over because they kept screwing up.
They actively worked against it.
So you can't do what you ended up doing with Daniel Bryan with somebody else and expect that they're going to be Daniel Bryan. It doesn't work that way. Sparkle crotch sucks.
Unless
that's the moral of this story.
Unless Chris Jericho's next Fozzy album and tour is going to be the Sparkle Crotch Tour or something like that, then maybe he slipped that one in there for that, and maybe he played along with it. But even then,
that's great for his touring, and it ain't great for Raw.
Doesn't help Raw at all, does it? Although he's helped Raw immensely, and I don't know how long he's going to be there. I don't know how long he was originally supposed to be there, but you know, it was touch and go at the beginning when he came back over, okay, how long do I want to see him be around? And there was the win at WrestleMania and everything, but you know, Chris Jericho is proof of, as far as the old guard goes compared to the new guard, and maybe Goldberg plays into that last night as well too, of that's how stars are. That's the kind of stars that were created before we got into this generation of basically neutering everybody.
Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, it's John from Arkansas, and I cannot say that I disagreed with anything you just said. And part of the problem is all this cutesy, lame, stupid, New Day-style comedy crap that is killing everything. Fun and games are fine in specific places within the card, not laden through the whole frickin' show. Sparkle crotch and all this stupid crap that's infantile needs to be put in a dumpster, set on fire, and gone from WWE's landscape, and treat your talents seriously, heel and babyface, because you need both of them to make each thing work. What now?
John, you're ranting so powerfully that you've destroyed your own telephone. That was amazing. Sorry I had to let you go, but you were turning into a very, very angry robot right there. But you know what? He makes a very good point. There's nothing wrong with comedy in your wrestling show. It's sports entertainment. There should be comedy and there should be entertainment. But there's a time and a place for it.
Well,
which,
I mean,
WWE has never been good about time and place.
No, and it's the balance. I mean, if you go back to any old regional show from back in the day, there's always a place for it. I mean,
yeah,
Japan,
I just watched Jimmy Valiant and Big Mama.
Yes, but you know, when it came time to, like, you know, for Jimmy Valiant to get his come up on The Assassin or Billy Graham or Paul Jones or The Barbarian or no matter who it was going to be, Shaska Watley. It was serious time. Now it's time where I'm still going to dance around. I'm still going to talk jive to the people, but I'm going to punch you in the face. And people wanted to see Jimmy Valiant and wanted to pay to see Jimmy Valiant punch somebody in the face. Now, they may have wanted to pay to see Ric Flair or whoever it was, you know, all the other stuff on there as well. But all of these things worked in concert with each other. And it's just, it's
I remember watching Ric Flair. I'm watching these old NWA shows, and I've been watching when Flair was champion. I watched when Flair lost the title, and I watched when he won the title back again. And it's amazing because when Flair's the champion, he comes out on television, and he's got his suit, and he's so happy, and he is jovial, and he's burying everybody, and he's just having a grand old time. Then he loses the title, and now all that's out the window. He's dead serious. Because to him, without that title, he's not Ric Flair. Yeah. So he doesn't come out here and joke and make fun of guys, and He's serious, and it's time to go out there as an athlete and be the best professional wrestler in the world until he wins his title back, and then he's all happy and jovial again. It makes sense!
And even when he had the title, and he's joking, he's got the women around him, he's got the suit on, he's playing everybody out, when Magnum would walk out, or Dusty, or somebody to confront him, yeah, he'd still start, you know, laughing it up a little bit, but then the insults would start coming. You know, it was because it was a athletic contest. You're going to test me. You're going to question me. You're going to go after me. How dare you? And you can still have both things. You can still have, I mean, look at all sports. I know heaven forbid that wrestling descended from a sport, but you have these things where you can still have a personality, but still be really serious about the job you're going to do. You can be really serious about wanting to win. You can't win every match. Every babyface in the world will say that. Sometimes you got to go out there and try hard and everything. But the point is, you're trying to win, and wins and losses do matter.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Excuse me, this is Jim from Virginia.
Hey, yes.
Hello.
Jim.
Okay. Two things. You were talking about Charlotte and Sasha a few minutes ago. I could not agree more. You don't be like, you know, you're happy to see somebody, you know, giddy, giddy, giddy and everything. Like Jericho was saying, this is a terrible match. I mean, careers have been changed for this. And, I mean, I'd like to see them a whole lot more serious about the match than they are.
This is no joke. The cell match.
Exactly. I mean, everybody knows there's going to be no blood. There's going to be not a whole lot of carnage in there. But I would like you to be more serious about it. And we may or may not see a cage fly. I'm like Mike was talking about. I don't want to see anybody hurt. I would hate to see Charlotte do a backflip and hurt herself or hurt Sasha. But, just take it a little more seriously, like you guys were saying.
I agree with you. I hope you are feeling better. It sounds like you got a cough. I'm going to let you go right there. But, yes, this needs to be taken seriously. I like that Jericho pointed out that this nearly ended Mick Foley's career. However you want to determine when Mick Foley's career actually ended in WWE storylines. Season 3 of the critically acclaimed shoot series Back to the Territories with Jim Cornette returns next week, October 25th. You can pre-order your DVD copy of the next episode now. Be the first to receive the Amarillo edition starring Terry Funk.
Ooh.
Join Cornette and Funk as they chronicle the territory trailblazed by Dory Sr. Hear what Terry and Dory Jr. did to keep it going after Sr.'s passing. The Back to the Territory series by Kayfabe Commentaries is the definitive chronicling of the classic territories. Corny has covered Florida, Indianapolis, etc. ShootInterviews.com. Hop in the DeLorean. Do the territories with Cornette as your wheelman. ShootInterviews.com. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. Taking that time right behind
my back. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or Daddario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey. This person here says, why is a Hell in a Cell match worse than a cage match? In theory, you could stay in the ring and never touch the cell. What am I not getting here? Well, what you're not getting is why the original Hell in a Cell was booked. It was because WWE used to do these cage matches, these blue cages, where you could win by fleeing. You climbed over the top and you got away. That's how you won a cage match in WWE. Then Shawn Michaels and Undertaker have this feud, and Shawn is the most annoying man in the world, and he does all these diabolical things, and he runs and flees from the Undertaker, and finally he gets signed to the Hell in a Cell match, where there is no way out of the cage. There's a roof on top, and so he has no escape from the Undertaker. And the Undertaker, for sure this time, is going to destroy this man and get his revenge. That was 19 years ago. Now, it's a match that you get put in as a reward.
So many people, Buzz Sawyer and Tommy Rich, when they came on, they couldn't understand why. It's like, well, there was a reason for it. It's too long to go through now. But yeah, war games, all those sorts of things, it meant something. It did, at least, at one time.
We're out of here, everybody. Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Free on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. You can grab TuneIn Radio for your smartphone. Search Sports Byline USA. Sports Byline programming 24/7 on TuneIn Radio. All of our affiliates, Armed Forces Network, etc. And, of course, daily replays at WrestlingObserver.com. Full schedule at SportsByline.com. I am at Brian Alvarez on Twitter. Mike is at Sempervivi. Sports Byline at Sports Byline USA. I want to thank Mike as always, all the callers and listeners. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.